from the latest happenings on the diamond.
They've obviously taken their hits at times, but I think Freddie Peralta has been so steady. Colin Ray, same thing.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
And he does it so unorthodox. Like, he'll change his batting stance, like, within an at-bat or at-bat to at-bat. Like, it's insane. Like, it defies kind of everything that you hear from players.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town. Also brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
To talk about the moves the Brewers are making than our friend Sophia Minert. Good morning, Sophia.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
We're good. We're good. And we are talking about the Brew Crew as they, you know, obviously so well deserve. What do you know about this new guy that the Brewers just obtained in trade?
John, I'm not going to lie, I woke up 2 minutes ago.
Referring to. This is fantastic. Gabe, the breaking news is...
Aaron Civale, right, a pitcher from the Tampa Bay Rays, right? He is now the newest member of the Milwaukee Brewers. They sent a minor league infielder to Tampa to complete the trade.
So beyond breaking down, okay, you know, what he can do and all of that, because that would be very unfair to you as you just woke up a few moments ago, what would a move like this, you know, adding... do for the Brewers, and give us the state of the team right now, because, you know, we have been talking, it feels like, about injuries for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, not to be confused with Ricky Weeks, who is obviously a member of the coaching staff, but this obviously helps, but in what way does this help morale and the journey the Brewers are on this season?
Well, I think it's just, like, first of all, just need. We've talked a lot about the injuries, as you guys said, like, 15 different starting pitchers. They have really tapped into their pitching depth. And then what that does for the bullpen as well, right? Like, so the Brewers up until this point at the season have been at or near the bottom in terms of innings per starters. They've also been at or near the bottom of quality starts, meaning going 6 innings, allowing 3 runs or more. And that's not necessarily because they're pitching poorly. It's just because they have a lot of inexperience in their rotation, and so they just, and also because of the injuries, they haven't had a lot of guys that have been able to go deep into games consistently. So even a move like they just added Dallas Keuchel, who just made his second start. They acquired him from the Seattle Mariners. He has an incredible career resume. He'd been pitching in AAA. It's a very similar move. So Aaron Civale has a great track record in the league. The Brewers have a long relationship with the Tampa Bay Rays of making moves with that organization. They're kind of very similarly minded. The Rays, you know, they were also kind of at the forefront of using openers, and they're very big into matchups and developing pitching, much like the Brewers are. Matt Arnold, the GM, came over from the Tampa Bay Rays. So there's a long history there. You're going to probably see more moves like this moving forward. Up until the trade deadline, as they just try to continue to just supplement their depth and give themselves more options. Against Savali, a guy that's been in the league a while. He has great experience. So honestly, a move like that is not surprising to me. And I think you're probably going to see similar moves like that over the next couple weeks before the trade deadline.
Sophia, we know there's going to be probably a push on pitchers coming at the trade deadline. Do the Brewers have to overpay to get a top-notch pitcher? Because you take someone like a team like the Yankees or the Dodgers, where they don't really care, because next year they have so much money they can go and replace that, where the Brewers can't. So in order for the Brewers to get a top-notch pitcher, it's kind of like Green Bay was back in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Where they always threaten, like, hey, if you don't do this, we're going to ship you off to Green Bay. And Green Bay, typically early on in free agency, had to overpay to get players to come there. And once they figured out they were winning, then that kind of backed off. But will they have to overpay to go get, like, a CC Sabathia as opposed to some of these other teams?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, first of all, the Brewers have a great reputation in terms of how they develop pitching. And it's, I mean, just the position of the team, it's a favorable place to come right now. I think, you know, we heard that from Dallas Keuchel, too, is just like from across the field, they're a team that's always in it. They're always competitive, seem to have a great culture organizationally, a great vibe within the clubhouse. You know, all the positive things that you hear from players, you know, on the other side, and there are reputations that are built across the league from that. And so I think Milwaukee has established itself as a favorable place to be, especially as a pitcher coming from a different organization. I don't think they're going to overpay in the free agent market right now. There just aren't many options. Every team is looking for pitching right now. And they're in a pretty good place with their farm system. But again, to acquire a top tier pitcher, like you could throw out any name, it's going to require, you know, you have to give up a couple good prospects in order to make a move like that. And maybe even throw in some major league ready talent. So I don't know if they're in a position to make that move at this point. I think, again, they've put themselves in a really good position here as the trade deadline comes up closer at the end of the month, but we'll see what kind of moves they decide to go with.
Sophia, the Brewers decided to team up with the Cleveland Guardians to try to get some guys into the All-Star game, and I believe at last check, both Contreras and Yelich led their respective positions, so a big working out. How does something like that come together where they decide, hey, let's work together to make sure we get guys represented at the All-Star game?
Yeah, I think it's fun, right? Yeah, it's that's a credit to the marketing department, honestly. The marketing department, communication, social media, they get together with Cleveland. You know, what's hard with the All-Star voting is, you know, the first couple rounds when it's the fan vote, so much of that is a popularity contest, market size, right? All the things players or fans are voting for their favorite players. And so I think it's just a way to collaborate with like a similarly positioned organization to, you know, just support each other, get the fan bases to support each other, try to get obviously the job done and try to get your players on the finalist list. And then it moves on to like the player and the manager vote. So, yeah, I think it's a fun collaboration. I think we'll find out the results later tonight. We're hoping, you know, William Contreras, he's been at the top of the catcher list, and then Christian has been in the top three for the outfield position. So I think we're hoping for good news for both of them.
Sophia Minert hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. We were just listening to Ken Rosenthal, who was on a podcast talking about how he essentially thinks the Brewers should be buyers. There's this idea of them being all in just based on what they have done this year. And again, given the injuries that they have sustained and been able to overcome, it's just a really impressive run by them and a great story in baseball. Are you hearing any rumblings? Does it seem like this is a team that is going to be all in as we approach, you know, the All-Star break and the trade deadline?
I guess I would caution against like an all-in approach, like because I think everyone could define that differently, right? Look, historically, they have been buyers at the deadline. They've always made moves to add. That goes back to David Stearns and again now Matt Arnold. You know, I think the only, you know, exception that you could make to that was 2022 was, you know, when they traded Josh Hader to the Padres, they felt they got a really good return back. The only player that is left from that deal is Robert Gasser, right, who we saw earlier this year and unfortunately just had Tommy John. But he should be a big part of the Brewers' future here moving forward. So I would just say that they've always added. And like we were just talking about, I think where they're going to add the most is with their pitching staff. I think they feel pretty confident in where they are with their position player group. If you're, you know, when you're reading kind of the national narrative on the team, you read about that, you know, a lot of other teams are interested in the outfield group because of just, you know, they're young, they're controllable, they're very talented, they're at the front of their careers. I'm talking about guys like Garrett Mitchell, of course, who just came back up, Sal Frelick. You know, Jackson Chourio will probably be protected from that considering his contract, but there certainly are some desirable pieces on this Brewers roster. And again, in the farm system, they're in a pretty good position. So I certainly expect them to continue to want to add to their depth to just continue this, you know, hopefully a really good second half. But, you know, in terms of all in, I don't know how you want to define that, but I think they'll continue to add.
And you mentioned Garrett Mitchell. He went 1-for-2 with a single in his season debut yesterday against the Rockies. She's Sophia Minert. We appreciate her joining us this morning, getting up, knocking the sleep out of her eyes, and talking Brewers with us.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
All right. You'll see Sophia on the Bally Sports Wisconsin broadcast for the Brewers tonight. Today? Tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight. All right, Sophia, we'll talk to you again soon. She's gone. For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It's nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It's an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity. It has inventive flavors and it transcends tradition, so you should experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make reservations at aria@stkate.com. That's aria@stkate.com.